It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Wife, and we're back. It's Monday morning. The weekend's over. We got a big week ahead of us, including tonight. 888-808-1019. Yeah, no, Mets are on the West Coast, sure. Yankees will welcome in the Padres, one of the best teams in baseball, yes. But that is not what I am referring to. We are talking about the biggest game of the season. The New York Knicks against the Boston Celtics, game one, second round, NBA playoffs. The series that we've been waiting for, the series that we will judge this season by, the series we will judge the offseason moves by, and Leon Rose by, and Tom Thibodeau by. And even though he's great, and even though he hit the shot to send them to this series, we're going to judge Brunson by. This whole thing is predicated on this series. Whether or not they were built good enough, whether or not this team is talented enough to let alone beat them, let alone hang with them. The defending champion Boston Celtics tonight, game one, and to me, this is the game. You want to win this series? You want to make a statement? Look what happened last night. Look at the Pacers and the Cavs. I mean, the Cavs aren't as well thought of, as even though they had the better regular season, even though they're the one seed. I would think most people feel the Boston Celtics are the tougher team, battle-tested champion. But still, I don't think anyone really felt the Pacers are going to win that series. I'm sure they feel differently today after a Game 1 victory, after taking it to them, after, you know, Halliburton taking over down the stretch of that game and finding a way to win and going on a big run at the end of the game. If that happens tonight, if the New York Knicks can find a way to limit, to me, a couple of things. One, the three-point shooting. If you go back to the games that they lost against the Celtics in the regular season, they just lit it up from downtown. There was no fighting through screens. There was no defensive urgency. There was no different game plan. There was nothing. Now, they didn't have Mitch Robinson for most all but one of the game against the Celtics. That might impact some things. Certainly, hopefully, the defensive glass, the last thing you want to do is give them second-chance points. So you got to limit the threes. At least to limit the open good look threes, which they gave up a ton in those three games. That's number one for me because that's the Celtics game plan specifically. I mean, I know they have other ways to score, and that doesn't, you know, completely shut off the valve. It's not like you're going to keep them quiet, but threes are where they live. Threes are where they've killed the Knicks. Threes are what needs to stop. But to me, almost just as important is Karl-Anthony Towns. I want to see what Carl Anthony Towns is made of. And I know many of you probably have already made up your minds about that. I know many of you, you know, going back to his days in Minnesota, decided that there is no mental toughness, there is no fortitude inside of Carl Anthony Towns, but I want to see him be more aggressive. I want to see the coach make sure it happens. Carl Anthony Towns has got to be a legitimate second option and one of the four best players on the court at all times. Like that, he's got to be one of the four best players in the series. That's just bare minimum. That's bare minimum. If they want to win this series. And that incorporates everything. And I don't know what they got to do. Like, that incorporates him hitting threes. Taking one three in game six is not good enough. He's the most efficient three-point shooter the team has. That's part of his game, too. It's not just demanding the ball down low. And he's going to have some height advantages over some of the guys he's going to be going up against in this Boston series. But spacing the floor, hitting your threes, that's what makes him dangerous. That's what brings them out to the perimeter, and then you're able to get behind them. You're able to get to the basket. Or it does open up things for different offensive options and, you know, off-ball screens and, you know, cutting to the basket and offensive rebounds and everything, or, you know, all kinds of things. If you can create the space and drag the defender out to guard you, like that's what he does. That's when he's at his best, getting to the basket, also shooting threes. Like, they need that from him. And this coach, who, again, we talked about what is, you know, this series is predicated on, or what we're going to find out about this series, or like who has something to, who stands to gain, who stands to lose. I mean, does anybody stand more to lose than this coach? I don't know. I think he's probably safe. I'm not looking to fire the coach, but if this series is ugly and there's no real adjustments and it looks just like every game of the regular season against these two teams, it's going to be a problem for the coach. He's got to get creative here. They have to find ways to get Carl Anthony Towns involved. They have to find ways to make sure, you know, Brunson can be Brunson. And, I mean, I'm uber confident in that. I mean, that's the one thing. And we talk about legacies and who stands to win and who stands to lose and who stands to gain in this series. I don't know if there's anything more for Brunson to gain. Like, it's like, I guess there is. Keep winning. But, like, he's so good. He's so clutch. He's so, I mean, I don't know if I trust anything more in sports than Jalen Brunson right now. Especially so if they can keep the game close, they have the closer. They have the killer. And listen, I mean, is Tatum, you know, an excellent basketball player who can hit game-winning shots? Absolutely, sure. You know, Brown is obviously very good, and you can argue those are the two best. You know, their two are better than the Knicks' two. And their bench is certainly better than the Knicks' bench. And there's a lot of mismatches, and there's a lot of issues, and I don't think anyone expects the Knicks to win. But if it's going to happen, if the Knicks are going to shock the world, the first thing you have to do is strike fear into an opponent that is very comfortable against you, an opponent that has won every time they've played this year. They've won with blowouts. They've won with being down and, you know, less than a minute left in the game. They've done it every which way. You have got to come out game one and send a shock into their system and have them come for game two with an urgency. Have them come to game two with a little bit of fear inside them. If you're going to, you got to take it to them early. And I think we're going to find out a lot. And when I say early, I mean early. I think the first half of game one will tell you a lot about this series. Now, that's probably hyperbole, and we'll find out how. But I just think if they come out from the opening tip of this game and it looks and it feels and it smells exactly like the first handful of games they played, I think it's a hard trend to buck, man. I think you want to do it early. I think you want to take, they need to come out with an urgency to tell the Celtics they are here from the jump. Because the Celtics just got done with a gentleman sweep over Orlando. They've dominated the Knicks. I don't think there's any fear in the Boston Celtics over this Knicks team at all. I'm not saying they don't respect them. I'm not saying there's not a healthy level of, hey, this is an NBA team and Brunson's one hell of a player. And I had a caller earlier reference the idea that they just saw the Cleveland Cavaliers lose game one at home, that might even heighten their senses a little bit more. But bottom line is, the Knicks need to come out early and set the tone that they are here. Now, I don't expect the game to be as physical as any of the Detroit Pistons games, but a little hint of physicality might do them well, too. Like, this, we just played a tough series. You might have had it easier against Orlando. Not that Orlando's bad, but you might have had it easy there. This is not going to be easy. This is going to be a fight. Now, I don't think they have the defensive talent or the athleticism, certainly when, you know, Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are on the floor, to give that same kind of smothering defense the Pistons gave them and try and, you know, slow the, drag the game to a crawl and slow down their offense and, you know, make them take less shots and use the shot clock and be all over them and make things difficult, even to bring up the ball, make that difficult. Like, we saw that. That's what the Pistons did to the Knicks, and it helped, and it mucked up the game, and it made it dirty, it made it slow, it made it less possessions, and it benefited the Pistons. Now, I don't think the Knicks are capable of playing that kind of defense, but that's the idea, right? I want limited possessions. I don't want as many threes. I don't want any second-chance points. And I want to take it to them early and make them realize that the Knicks are here and that this isn't the regular season. This is different. We have the best playoff closer in the game. And if this is going to be close, you're in trouble. And we're here to play. I think it has to come out early. And the urgency, considering it's game one, considering what that means in a series, we know I don't want to call it must win. I mean, if they want to win the series, it's hard for me envisioning it without it, but it's game one of a 7-game set. I can't call it a must-win if I'm being honest. They have to win one of the first two. I just think the first one's the easier one. Because if game one plays out, unless the Celtics take a night off, if game one plays out the same way the last handful have in the regular season, then that becomes more. Right now, you could say, hey, it's a playoff, it's a new series. Hey, it's a new season, doesn't matter. Who cares what happened in November or January or March. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. All that matters is right here, right now. And you could say that today before the first tip. You could say that before the first whistle. You could say that now. But if you're down 15 points at the half, it's harder to say that those games don't matter. You get blown out by 25 in the first game, it's hard to say that, hey, just a bad night and it's not a preview or a precursor of what we saw in the regular season. It's hard to say that. I think tonight is one of those games where if the Knicks are going to win this series, this is the game you win. This is the game you win. This is the game you try and take on. This is the game you make a point. It sets up the rest of the series. Even if you lose game two, you got your split, you're heading back home, and you came out and you threw the first punch. That's what this Knicks team needs to do. A Knicks team that, you know, we've questioned their toughness. I think they answered some of that against the Pistons, but still, we question their toughness. We question their talent. We question their, defensive tenacity. And we question this coach and his ability to make offensive adjustments and game plan adjustments. And that's going to be part of it, too. And to me, that's the number one thing I'm looking for from Tibbs. The number one thing. I need Karl Anthony Towns involved. And we'll see. I would think there's a chance you could see, you know, you want to put Mitch out there and then make them decide who's guarding Cat. Maybe you can get a mismatch that way. A lot more than what we saw in previous years. I know we've seen it already, but a little bit more of it. Like something to get Karl Anthony Towns going. And I would let him hit. I would tell him to shoot threes early. Let's get, especially top of the key where he's really dangerous. Let's get Cat a top of the key three early on in this game. Let's get him involved. Let's get him shooting. He's the most dangerous three-point shooter they have. He's the best percentage three-point shooter they have. Let's get it in his hands and get him that feel early. And there should be no half, not in the first half, the second half. He needs double-digit points in both halves. He can't just take two shots in the second half. He can't have 0 points in the first. Like, he's got to come out from the jump, and he's got to stay through the whole time. He is, to me, he is the most important factor of the series. I said it on Thursday when we were kind of starting to break it down. I need better defense on the perimeter, and I need Karl Anthony Towns involved. Those are specific to this series, this team, and their opponent, the Celtics. The three-point shooting is clearly dictated by the Celtics' ability to just cream them from the three-point line in the previous meetings and how much they shoot threes and how many, you know, different guys they have. I mean, they have sets and rotations where they got all five guys who can hit threes. at a decent enough clip. So, I mean, you have to prevent that. I think OG's defense, I think Mitch, I think Mikal Bridges' defense on the perimeter is going to be enormous. Like, that's what you have to do. Limit their threes and offensively get Karl Anthony Towns involved. Now, you'd like to get everybody involved. I'd like to get OG Anunoby involved, who can get to the rim, hit the corner three. Obviously, Mikal Bridges, his mid-range game, I would love to see him be able to hit some threes. He has at times this series, but not really, for my liking, not enough. But the guy this has to work with is obviously, we all know Brunson, right? That goes without saying. I'm not going to, like, Brunson has to be the guy. He'll get the shot at the end of the game if it's close. He's the closer, no doubt. But you can't do it all game, and you even can't do it all fourth quarter. There's got to be some sort of flow. There's got to be some sort of game plan. There's got to be some sort of way to get easy buckets. Or at least, you know, good looks with Karl Anthony Towns. And listen, I when I say it's on Tibbs, it's not to diminish the role that obviously Karl Anthony Towns himself plays in it. He's got to be willing to do it. He's got to show that ability. Because the one thing I'll tell you, even though I feel, particularly early on in the series, that the coach should have done a better job of getting him involved, game six felt different. Whether it was passing up an open three and then throwing it to OG Anunoby when OG thought it was such an open three, started to crash the boards and wasn't there for the pass, and it went out of bounds, or whether it was the second missed three throw late in the game that I felt was, I mean, so short. It barely grazed the rim. It just felt like it was nerves. It felt like it was nerves. It felt like he was comfortable letting Brunson be the guy. Like, he didn't want the shot. He took one three in the entire game. Again, I know he's a big man, and he doesn't take the most three-pointers, but he's the most efficient. He's got to take more than one. So, I mean, game six, he took one three, and it was a terrible shot from about, I don't know, 10 feet behind the line. Late in the game, it felt like he didn't want it. He's passing up open threes. He's missing foul shots short. It just felt like, that one felt like on him. But early on in this game, they have got to make a point. They've got to figure it out. They got to look for matchups. They got to look, I don't know, set a screen for him, off the ball screens, like, figure out a way to get him the ball, play Achiuwa, play Mitch, play whoever, get matchup mismatches, try and make the Celtics decide who they're going to guard, who they're going to put on him, figure something out. Because he is, to me, the X factor in this series. Because we know Brunson's great. OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges are probably going to do what they do. There'll be nights where they're more successful at it than others. But Karl Anthony Towns has been such an up and down experience. He's the guy I'm looking for. If he can give you his best for every game in this series and they can cut down the threes, you got a chance. 888-808-1019. Let's go to the calls here at 419. Jose in the Bronx. What's up, Jose?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Chris, I'm going to say, this is the thing with the Knicks. Remember the last game that they played during the regular season, and they were real close in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what blew it up, and listen, OG did his thing against Tatum. But Tatum was just making shots. Like, I mean, there was nothing else that nobody else could. Nobody. I don't know what greatest defensive player could have stopped him that. Do you remember that night?
The last game against the Celtics where they blew the lead late and then lost in overtime?
Yeah,
I remember it. And listen, yeah, of course. I mean, when I say, you know, do your best to limit the threes, if there's a night Tatum just goes off, or, you know, Porzingis, who killed them that night in particular, he was 8 of 13 from behind the line that night. Like, If they go off, yeah, sure. Same thing with Brunson, right? There's the Pistons played incredible defense. There are moments and nights you can't stop a great player. So I think that goes without saying. But, like, you could do a better job of preventing open looks. I mean, they get a ton of open looks against them. And again, in that game, they shot 49 threes. You are going to see the Celtics put up threes.
Chris,
and you got to make them uncomfortable. You got to have a hand in the face, and you need to bring it down. That night, they shot 38%. It's got to be lower than that.
Oh, my gosh. But that's the thing, too. that I can't believe, like, why is our team, like, almost, like, running in the bottom on defending the three?
Yeah. No, they've not been. And it's surprising, too, because, you know, OG Anunoby and Bridges have been, historically, have been one of the better. They're one of the better wing defenders in the game.
Right. That's what I'm saying, Chris. Like, perimeter defenders.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I hear you, Jose, and thank you for the call. They need to be better at it. Now, in the previous series, I thought OG's defense was crazy good. Like, he had blocked shots. He was all over the place. He needs to continue that. Even Bridges. Like, I've been okay with the intensity, the effort level. Like, that hasn't been a concern of mine at all. I thought they were up to the challenge of the Pistons' toughness. Now, they should have been. I mean, they're better than them. So no one's saying they shouldn't have been or that it was a... But, I mean, the physical nature of that series, I thought the Knicks raised their level of that where we weren't sure about the team's toughness. Let's be honest, we weren't. We knew last year's team's toughness. We weren't sure about this team's toughness and physicality. We questioned it. And not that they ever at any point did I feel like they dominated the Pistons in that area. I mean, the Pistons are right there with them, but they didn't shy away. Like, they were right there with them. They were in their face. They were causing, they were having arguments. They didn't back down an inch. I was relatively pleased with their tenacity, toughness, defense. All that. Like, I was. I physicality. Now, this is going to be a different series. The Celtics aren't going to be like the Pistons and, you know, have someone all over smothering Brunson as he dribbles the ball up the court on every possession. I doubt that. Maybe, but I doubt it. It's not going to be the same kind of physical smothering. This is going to be a little bit more of an offensive game. But defensively, OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges are the two most important players because they have got to be able to close out. They have got to be able to make three-pointers tough because the Knicks can't keep up in a shootout. Plain and simple. Knicks can't keep up in a shootout. Now, they also don't have the same kind of team that the Pistons have, and they're not going to be able to, you know, drag it down to a crawling type game, but you can't win a shootout with the Celtics. They're not going to do it. You've got to try and slow it down, make them use the clock, no open threes. You know, you don't want to take bad shots either. You don't want, you know, long rebounds in transition. That, you know, you want to try and make this a half-court possession game. It's a, how many times we say it, it's a make-or-miss league. You got to play tough defense and hope that the Celtics miss. Because if they make, you're going to lose. If you let them have open shots, you're going to lose. If Karl Anthony Towns doesn't get involved, they're going to lose. Like, all these things have to happen, right? They're a huge underdog. They're an enormous underdog. It's well-deserved. They're the defending champs, and they've kicked the crap out of the Knicks at every turn. You want to knock down Goliath? You got to do everything right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:30 on this Monday morning. McMonagle here with you. Got you another half hour or so as we take it to the warm-up show, midday show. Am I losing my mind? Rump Shaker. That's me. It was on Saturday night, at least. Oh, Friday night at the wedding. The Rump Shaker. The wife was, you know, wife had a couple drinks in her and Rihanna played and, you know. The typical, that's my jam. I was like, you didn't just say that. You didn't just say that. You didn't just say that's my jam and grab me by the arm and drag me through the dance floor, did you? Really? All right. I guess we could do that then. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's get to the calls as we are getting ready for game one of round two of the NBA Finals, Knicks-Celtics tonight. To me, the biggest game of the series for the Knicks. Need this one. You get this one, strike a little fear into the Boston Celtics. You're guaranteed a split. You come back home with home court advantage. Not that they've been overly, you know, productive at Madison Square Garden, certainly not in the Pistons series. But hey, there's a brand new series with a bunch of different issues to take care of, mainly beating a better team than you. So it's going to be a tough one. 888-808-1019. Pat in Myrtle Beach. What's up, Pat?
Hey, C-Mac, how you doing?
Good. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, thanks. Just driving back overnight to get back to Connecticut in time for work in the morning.
Okay, good.
I've got tons of gratitude for being able to listen to your show. And also, just it's a good time to be a New York sports fan, even though I'm a transplant.
Yeah, no, it is. Knicks, got baseball.
Exactly. In the baseball, you were saying, you know, first little stretch of turbulence, I'll call it, but I mean, they both still first place, two game leads.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes, I don't want to say it's entitlement, but New York fans can be a little rough with their expectations. And I was so happy that they pulled it out against the Pistons, because if it had gone to a game seven, like you said, just like the pressure on Tibbs. And I feel like he's a great dude. And even the guys on the team that I have issues with, they're still solid guys, you know, Towns. Like, afterwards, was really classy, just saying that the Pistons, you know, played well, as you have said.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any, like, shame in going six games against the Pistons, you know?
I don't think there's any shame in it either. Look, the only, and thank you for the call, Pat. The issue is you can't, you know, you don't want to lose game five. That's the issue. It's not so much going six, it's, you know, or whatever. I mean, they had a chance to close out the series, Game 5, Madison Square Garden, and they didn't look very good. And that's what's, you know, good teams close that game out. Good teams don't make, you know, go get back on the plane and fly to Detroit in a game where, let's be honest, any one of a dozen things don't happen. They were playing a Game 7 Saturday night. Like, they needed everything to go right in the last 2.5 minutes. Everything. Otherwise, there would have been a game seven. And then, yeah, who knows? Who knows? Now, having said that, to me, that's behind them. I don't put too much stock into the last series meaning anything for the Celtics series. I don't even put too much stock into previous games against the Celtics meaning anything against the Celtics in this series. It is now a new series. It starts fresh tonight at 7 o'clock. They have opportunities to do things differently. They have opportunities to show the Celtics something new and just flat out play better. Now, you know, we'll see what happens. But to me, yeah, and the Tibbs thing, you know, I don't think we should, like, I really don't think Tibbs now is going to lose his job. I think he's back next year. And I think that's fair. And I do think the team has a chance to be better next year just with role players. Like, the bench stinks. Let's be honest. We know it. That's one of the major, you know, advantages the Celtics have in this series. Their bench is far better. They are a much more well-rounded team. And they're just as good, if not better, top-heavy as well. They're, you know, Tatum and Brown, you know, are better than Brunson and Cat. Like, Tatum's really good. So, like, we're gonna find out. But, like, yeah, the Tibbs thing, I don't think he's going to lose his job. I'd be surprised. And I do want to see some things, though. And I've been critical of him. A lot of people have. I do want to see some adjustments from him. And I know that a lot of this is a mental space thing. And you want to have them in the right frame of mind. You want to have them come out with the right energy. And let's be honest, have we seen that all the time? Did they come out with the right energy in Game 5? Did they look like the more, you know, determined team to end that series? I don't think so. Now, Game 6, they came out with a good energy. Games 3 and 4, they came out with a good energy. That needs to be every game, but that goes without saying. We have to see some ability to make some offensive adjustments. I need to see that ability. I'm sorry. You could tell me till you're blue in the face that he is, you know, better at this than I think, and you know, offensively at least, and you know, he motivates the team and look at the turnaround he's done and this and that, and I'll agree with all of it. I love Tibbs, that he has led this team to where it is today, where we are about to take on the defending champs in the second round of the playoffs, and in the second, and having won a playoff series for three consecutive seasons from where we were. Like, God bless the man forever. But that doesn't change the fact that I need to see some certain a certain handful of things that can help them win this series. I need to be able to point to something and go, "That look at Tibbs made a really smart decision there. By doing this, he really forced them to do that," or something. I don't know. And maybe I'm overstating it, and maybe those things are overblown, and maybe, you know, to try and get the best out of Karl Anthony Towns, there is no answer to that. Maybe Karl Anthony Towns just isn't that player. I'm open to that. I'm not saying it's impossible. And he's got to show me more himself. But I need some sort of acknowledgement of an attempt to get Karl Anthony Towns the ball. Like, that has to come from the coach. And I want to see one, like, off a timeout. Like, timeout, whether it's off a Celtic run or a foul, whatever. I want to see them grouped together, them talking, and then out of that, a Karl Anthony Towns shot. Like, that's what I want. I know that's simplistic, and I'm probably going overboard on it, but it's what I want. I want Tibbs writing on the chalkboard in big letters, K-A-T, and then all the arrows he wants, get him the damn ball. And I just hurt my knuckle on my wedding ring. Oh, you son of a gun. But that's what I want. I want some acknowledgement that the coach is making adjustments to try and help get the second best player on this team and the most needed player on this team more involved. And not just letting him stand on the sidelines, even if that's what he wants to do. Even if that's him disappearing, pulling the Homer Simpson gif into the shrubbery. Like, I need Tibbs to reach in and pull Homer right back out. Otherwise, they're not going to win the series. Plain and simple. If he is not a major factor in this series, they're not going to win. They're not going to win.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Metal! The Fan Metal! And the Rangers have one more hell to climb, baby! But it's Mark Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right. What do you say? Another 15 minutes? You got it in you? I think we could do it. I believe in you. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls and try and go through them as quickly as possible on this rapid fire on this Monday morning game day. I am pumped for the game. I got to be honest. I am not one of these who are just expecting the worst, which, you know, I suppose I am. But I'm excited for the game. It's not a foregone conclusion they're going to lose this series, as much as we all think it. And I'm looking forward to seeing this team play a really hard-fought basketball game against one of the better teams in basketball, if not the best, and the defending champs. And I want to see what they got. I want to learn about this team. I'm looking forward to this game tonight. It's not like it's not some sort of fait accompli that they're going to get beat. It really isn't. We'll see. We'll see. And, the other thing is, like, if we are going to take that approach, let's take that approach for a second. The Knicks can't win this series. I do want to see, I don't believe the group is changing. Right, that we, you could tell me about Giannis. A caller called up earlier in the show and told me he bought a house in the Hamptons. Like, whatever you think. Like, I don't know how they do any of that. This is the team. They don't have draft picks. Like, this is the group. This is the group they've decided. Now, I think they can add some better role players and be a more well-rounded team next year and moving forward. I definitely think that. As we were talking about before, me, you know, Fliegelman had mentioned it to me. It's true. You know, Karl Anthony Towns was late in the offseason. They traded away depth late in the year and really didn't even have the time or the opportunity to, like, replenish it. And, you know, the team can be a little bit more deep next year. They should, you know, we'll see how much Tibbs would play that rotation in the playoffs anyway. But, like, I want to learn about this group. Because this group isn't going anywhere. And this is the group, and I think the coach, at least for next year, that's going to try and win a championship. That this is a championship window now. They have two of the five starters of the Eastern Conference All-Star game. They've got, you know, a guy they traded five first-round picks for. Like, this is the team. And maybe they're not ready year one to go do it, but I want to see what they're capable of. I want to see the adjustments made. I want to see the fight. I want to see close games. I want to see a good, solid series. Because eventually, whether it's this year or in the next three, we're going to want a championship out of this team. And we have seen, you know, teams that there is a ladder of progression that typically you go through, right? We've seen this before. The Pistons had to beat the Celtics. The Bulls had to beat the Pistons. You have to lose. There is a pecking order, and right now maybe they're not at the top. Despite the money they've spent, despite the team they put together, maybe, and clearly I think we all agree, they're not at the top. Cleveland, within a year, had, you know, or 2 years, went from a team that the Knicks beat in the first round to a team that had this incredible season. The Celtics are defending champs. There are teams out west. But this is a group that's going to be chasing down a championship over the next couple of years. Let's find out about them. I'm looking forward to tonight. And let's find out about the coach specifically, and that's what Jesse in Queens wants to talk about. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Chris. What's up? How's everything?
Good, man. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Good, good. I mean, you know, I have the optimism, too, and I'm hoping for the best, and I'm hoping they win game one because that will help them a lot. But we see how they play, that their offense is in disarray. We see there's, like, no system and there's no adjustments. We keep seeing this. So why do we think it's going to change? You know, it's just, I think Tibbs is a great coach, and he has a ceiling. And, you know, he's been at other stops, too. And there's been questions about his ceiling also at those places. So, I mean, it is what it is, and he is who he is. So it might be that we just have to go for a change in the offseason. Michael Malone, I don't know, maybe an Eric Spoelstra, somebody else.
Well, I mean,
that's been there.
Yeah. Again, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about whether or not Tibbs should be fired and who would replace him. That does not have to be today. We'll see. I don't disagree that I want to see some adjustments. I don't disagree that I don't see enough of them. They fell into the bad habit of playing hero ball too much in the series. Now, it worked out in game six because, you know, you can't play hero ball without a hero, and the Knicks have one, and he came through in game six. With a little help, you know, Bridges had an enormous putback. And, you know, the steal from Karl Anthony Towns played a role. But it was pretty much Brunson dragging the team to victory. And you're right. The Celtics are too good to envision doing that on a regular basis, certainly four times. I can't imagine that. So there's got to be more creativity offensively. I've been critical of Tibbs on side out of bounds plays, off timeouts. It very rarely feels like the Knicks got what they were looking for. Off of timeouts, offside, out of bounds plays. It rarely feels like that's what they were trying to do. I need more from him in that area. But having said that, like, yeah, Malone's won a championship, no doubt. And it's just as simple as, you know, the message wore thin after years in Denver. Spoelstra certainly, I mean, arguably, and you make a damn good argument for it, the best coach in the NBA. So Would I take Spolster? Sure. I mean, but I'm not ready to just give up on Tibbs. I do want to see more from him, and I think this is going to be a series where we learn a lot about him, but I'm willing to give him a chance here, and I really don't want to talk about who they're going to replace him with, you know, hours, you know, 13 hours before the series starts. Robbie in Lake Success. What's up, Robbie?
Chris, two things. I heard one call, and I want to hang up already. I can't take negativity in the morning. One guy, and he's already putting the Knicks down. Okay, Giants, I love the draft. I wanted to start this out. Yes. Giants, love the draft. Yep. It's an A-minus. They're a much-improved team. We haven't talked since then. The quarterback is a question mark. They got Russell Wilson, maybe even two years, if he produces. I think they're going to be really much improved, and I can't believe it. Look, the back-to-the-wall Dable and Shane, they basically came through. At least on the draft and the improvements on the free agents, the Holland from the Dolphins, they're going to win 8 or 9 games. I really believe they're going to be that good. Now, as far as the Knicks, we can talk about that in September. Talk about the Knicks. I can't listen to a guy talking about the coach. This coach is great. He's a great coach, okay? My personal opinion, he's a great coach. Second of all, I think the Knicks are going to be very competitive. This is a very good team, okay? Look at the Cleveland lost their first game already against. Yep. I mean, Indiana's really good. And that Detroit team was a very bad matchup. That was a physical series. Now, look at Jackson. He goes out. Phil Jackson, everybody put Phil Jackson down. If we had Porzingis now, oh, my God. If we never got rid of that guy, that'd be a complete team right now. A complete team. But he's gone. Knicks, I got it. I buy clincher games. And this third round's on sale tomorrow. I got game 6 already, so... And there's going to be a game 6, which is going to be a clincher for someone. This is going to be a very tight series. It's going to go down to the wire. I think 7. I'm telling you right now. And to someone's talk, oh, I get my Tibbs and the Knicks are no good.
Yeah.
I can't listen, Chris. Yeah, I can put up with it, man.
Certainly the get rid of Tibbs thing, I'm with you. I disagree that it's ridiculous, the thought. I wouldn't do it, but I don't think it's a ridiculous thought. I'm willing to have that conversation. But we're going to have plenty of time to do it. They're getting ready for a series. Let's talk about the series. I don't want to get into what, you know.
Agree, Chris. Totally agree. It's like I can't listen to people talking about, they're going to lose. That's why you play the games, man. That's why you play these games. Anything can happen. Listen, the Celtics are better. I think OKC is the best team in the whole league anyway, personally. But I do believe the Knicks are going to be very competitive as long as Brunson's healthy and his ankle doesn't act up. And they can play the way they played. The physicalness is going to be to their advantage in the series they just came out of. I really believe that.
Yeah.
I think they need to win the series. I think they can pull it out, Chris.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, Robbie. I mean, they could. This is why it's like tough, because, like, you know, I mean, you know, sports radio, being opinionated. They can't win. It's impossible. It's not impossible. It's very difficult. And I don't think they're, if I had to tell you what I think is going to happen, I don't think they're going to win. I don't think it's going to go 7. So I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're closer to being right. I do think it's, you know, a better match. I think it's an opportunity that people are just dismissing, but they're very good. And, you know, just Brunson being healthy, one, you mentioned it. He's missed, I think, what was it, 3 games of the 7 he had to leave? Like, I like optimism. I'm with you. I'm not going to poo-poo it. I'm not going to downplay it. Let's go. Let's get to 7. I'll sign for it right now. Let's get back to 6, Madison Square Garden. I will sign for that game right now. Let's get to 6. I'll sign for that game down 3-2 without question. I would sign in blood for an opportunity to play a game 6 down 3-2. I think you'd have to as a Knicks fan. I think the conversation around Tibbs is fair. I just don't want to have it now. I like Tibbs. I don't think Tibbs should be fired. I think there's a counterpoint to that. I do think there's a discussion to be made, especially if this series goes the way the regular season has gone. It's up to him to make adjustments. That's what coaching is. It's not just like rah-rah speeches and get them to come out with urgency in the first half. Like, this is the NBA. There's X's and O's. There's strategy. Like, sometimes baseball, and I know I disagreed with Boone. We went through it earlier. Maybe we'll get more into it tomorrow. Hopefully they play. The weather looks atrocious every day this week for the Yankees and the Bronx versus the Padres. But like baseball, yeah, there's when to bring in a pitcher. There's when to pinch hit a guy. But for the most part, it's baseball. There's no real strategy. Like, bunt a guy. Like, Most of the time you let them play basketball, football. These are strategies. You try and come up with and create advantages for your players. You try and put them in like different positions. You try and figure out things. You mix and match guys in hopes of creating a mismatch you're looking for. Like, I want to see some of that from Tibbs. I don't think that's asking a lot. And especially in a series that they're out-talented, the coach should play a role. If they're going to win the series, the coach has to play a role. And I'll be totally honest with you. If I don't see anything, if I feel like the coach just went out there and, you know, played the same game and Carl Anthony Towns isn't involved, the open threes persist, and the end of the game is just hand the ball to Brunson and see what happens, like, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. I love the dude. He helped turn around the franchise. I do think he's a great coach. But I got to see something from him. I want to see his fingerprints on this series. I do. Connor in Oakdale. What's up, Connor?
How you doing? I'd love to talk a little bit about Tibbs. I think it's Nixon 6 here against the Celtics. It's wishful thinking, but I think...
Well, I mean, if they're going to win, you would think it's in 6. I doubt very much they go back to Boston and win a Game 7. So if they're going to win, it's Nixon 6.
You know, I mean, according to Jalen Brunson, he loves getting attacked and especially being away. I mean, mm-hmm. He dropped 40 over there. I think he can do it, but in regards to Tibbs, he's a workhorse kind of guy. I love a hustler. He's a New York guy. You know, yep. Like we love guys who bust ass. But at the end of the day, I think he needs to adapt a little bit. And we learned from Tom Coughlin with the Giants. I'm a Jet fan, but with the Giants, Coughlin was like, I believed in a certain way of doing things. And then I realized I just need to let these guys be the guys they are. Mm-hmm. And that's what took them to Super Bowls. So I think we might get a little bit of growth out of Tibbs. But I think it's Nixon 6, barring... Obviously, I mean, we need to tiptoe a line. We can't come off slow at all. We need to come out hot against these guys. Their bench can drop threes like no other. And I'm praying that Porzingis isn't pulling up from half court. But that's about it. But listen, great to hear from you.
Oh, thank you.
I'd love to
hear
what you think about it and have a good night.
Yeah, great to hear from you too, Connor. Yeah, I mean, could he adapt? And yeah, I mean, of course. That Coughlin thing was unique. It wasn't about X's and O's. That's what I'm looking for. I don't have problems with him connecting to the players. I think him and the players have a great relationship. I think they defend him at every turn. I think they play hard for him. Coughlin was having an issue with players wanting to deal with him. And if you're, you know, 15 minutes early is on time and all the, you know, Coughlin time and everything else he was going through, where the leadership of the team went to him and said, we got to take a step back a little bit. And he learned from that. This is different. I want to see him coming up with a strategy to help this team overcome a better opponent. I want to just see, I don't need, you know, crazy stuff. I'm not saying reinvent the wheel or come up with a new way to play basketball, but I just want to see something. And I want to see if Carl Anthony Towns is struggling throughout the game, that he gets Carl Anthony Towns involved. I need him involved, and this isn't to dismiss self blame on Carl Anthony Towns that he's got to do it himself. But if it's not happening, we got to work on something. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is a big game. This is the game. If it is Nixon 6, if there is more hope, then we're all giving it. Tonight's the night. I'll tell you right now, tonight's the night. I think we'll learn early. If they're down 20 at the half and it looks like all the other games in the regular season, they're in trouble. Tonight, early on in this game, they've got to come out and set a tone on the road and let the Celtics know they're here. So we'll see. Tonight is a big game for your New York Knicks. We'll see if there's baseball played in this town. We got the Mets in Arizona, and I'll be on at some point tomorrow morning. Everybody enjoy the games. Thank you, Fleegs. Everybody, bye-bye.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.